Philadelphia. Get ready to be inspired. If you need help finding the light in the darkness, don't touch that dial. Let's navigate life through the lens of hope with Scotty P. Inspirational speaker Scotty P speaks the importance of mental health in society and encourages techniques to overcome the everyday mental health obstacles that hold us back in life. It's not just inspiration, it's Scotty P inspiration.
Good evening, Philadelphia and the surrounding counties. Thank you so much for joining us today on another Friday for another episode of the Scotty P Inspiration Show. Woo, let's do it. Thank you so much for joining us and being with us today. I really think that you're going to be able to take some positives away. And as my tagline is, navigate this life through the lens of hope through what you hear on the show today. So real quick, want to shout out WWDB Studios for allowing us to share and podcast and make this available for everybody else today. And with that being said, if you want to watch this live, a couple things that you can do. You can go on WWDBAM.com. You can listen to it live, or you could go on my YouTube channel, which is Scotty P Inspiration, or you can also go on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Whoa, big time stuff out here. Come on now. And you can search the Scotty P Inspiration Show and you can watch it that way as well. With that being said, everybody, hello again. I am your host, Scott Prendergast, aka Scotty P. Another Friday coming at you. Another weekend is about to get started. And we want to make sure that we begin on a positive note, paying attention to our mental health, and also taking some strategies away to help this weekend maybe be a little bit better than it would before because we are paying attention to our mental health, and finding some inspiration in life through whatever we're dealing with. Now, for any of you who are new to the show, you know that each week I like to have a little bit of a different topic. I like to discuss a variety of different things in the mental health field, in the general inspiration field. Now, today, what I want to talk about is something that I've worked on a lot in my life, and I work with a lot on when I'm speaking with people and doing coaching as well. What I want to talk about today is habits. And more particularly, how to break habits and routines that are going to lead to us into this negative cycle, whether it's a negative cycle of anxious thinking, of depression, of just negative self-talk, whatever it is. But I want to talk about that today, and I want to make sure that we're able to explain it, understand it, and then for you, the listener, to take a look at your own life and be able to pinpoint a couple things that maybe you could work on to help you to break some of those habits that are maybe leading you down into a dysfunctional space. And that's what today's show is going to be about. So without further ado, let's jump into it. Let's go. Let's make some plays. All right. Now, one of the things that I wanted to start with today as we get into this topic is a little, I guess you could say phrase, quote, whatever your vibe is, that I think means a lot to me. And it's so simple yet so poignant. And it's as followed. It just says, let it go in order to grow. We'll say that again. Let it go in order to grow. Simple stuff. You don't need a degree to figure out what it means, but it is so incredibly important, right? You know, think about it. I think that there are so many things in our lives that hold us back. You can name any different thing. And so many of the times, the things that are holding us back are because we're continuing to hold on to something that is gone. Whether it's a bad experience, whether it's a good experience, whether it's something that happened in the past that made us feel good or bad, whatever it is. But a lot of times the reason why we cannot grow is because we're being held back by our own thoughts and feelings and experiences. And I think for us, we have to make sure that we learn to let that go before we can start to see change in ourselves. You know, I think that this is something that humans in general have been kind of slacking on. You know, we like to hold on to things. I don't know what it is. I'm not versed in psychology. I know a lot about it, but I don't have an extensive degree. But I will say that there's something that humans like to collect things. They like to collect experiences. You know, think about it. You know, people that like to collect their seashells or get a pin or something from everywhere they like to go. I know I love to do that. People sometimes will collect, bottles and all different types of stuff that represent a moment in time in their life, right? We collect things. We hold on to things to remind us, to have memories, to show that we've done something in our lives, right? We're collectors. That's what we do. But I think too often than not, we're collecting bad memories and we're putting them on a shelf in our own mind on display for ourselves to see every single day. And the problem with doing this is that when we're putting these bad memories and these difficult things on display every day for us to see in our own head, we're constantly reminded of that. And the more that we're reminded of that, the more that we think that we have no other option besides going back to that. And we think that we're always going to be in that pattern. Oh, well, look what's on my shelf today. It's all these bad thoughts that I've had. So I guess today is going to be the same way too. Well, I guess tomorrow is going to be the same way. Well, I guess the rest of my life is going to be like that because that's what I'm looking at right now. Because that's what I've collected over the years. Now just think. If we were to, instead of collecting that, instead of putting that on a shelf, if we were to accept it, acknowledge it, realize that happened, but let it go, imagine what new things we could put on that shelf. Imagine what new things we could allow to take root in our lives and grow and become great and become so much different and more advanced if we made room and let it go so that we could let something new grow. You know, I sometimes think about people when they get towards the end of their lives, people who are older in their 80s and 90s. And if you ever talk to these people, I feel like you get one of two responses. Sometimes you get people that are saying, I've lived a great life. I wouldn't take anything back. Look at all this wisdom I have. And that's amazing. That's the goal. But I feel like more often than not, when you talk to somebody who's lived a long time, they start rattling off all these regrets. They start rattling off all these things that they couldn't get past or that they wish they could have, would have, should have, what if, done, didn't do, And I think for us, we're on our way to that if we continue to hoard and hold on to all those past pains and hurts and experiences. Because when we're doing that, it's inevitably going to open the door for regret. And I don't think regret's anything that anybody really wants to live with. It's something that happens, sure, but think about it. If we could prevent this regret from happening as we get older, wouldn't you want to do that? Wouldn't you give anything to make sure that doesn't happen? Well, in order to prevent that regret from coming in, that means we have to let go of some stuff. And I understand that letting go of stuff, it's not easy. I mean, it's not easy. There's a reason that little kids, they don't like to let go of their little toys, right? They don't like to let go of that blanket they like to sleep with. They like to hold on to it. They get upset when they let go of it, right? But what happens? Little kids have to get older, and you have to learn that you have to let go of certain things in order to get new things. And you have to let go of things in order to become the person you're supposed to be. So in the same way, we've got to let go of some of this stuff that we've been carrying around for so long. Now, this could be physical, it could be mental, it could be spiritual, it could be emotional. That's for you to decide. That's for you, the listener, to pinpoint. That is not for me to tell you. That's for you to decide. But what I will say is this. I think today, at our commercial break, you should make a list of some of the things that you're holding on to in your life. Some of the good ones and some of the bad ones. Make a list of that and then start to think to yourself, okay, what would happen if I let go of this offense? What would happen if I let go of this animosity? What would happen if I let go of this hurt that I feel that somebody caused me 10 years ago? What would happen if I let that go? And write down the answer of what would happen. And I guarantee your answer is going to be, I would be happier. I would feel more free. I would feel more relaxed. I'd have less anxiety. I guarantee your answer would be that. So here's the thing. Here is the thing, listeners, that we got to do. If that's your answer, you know that's what the answer will be. What steps are you going to take to make that happen? What steps are you going to take to learn to let that stuff go? And to break that negative habit of continually going back to it over and over and over again? What steps are you going to take? Now, there's a lot of different things that you could do. I'll give you a couple examples. But again, this is primarily on the listener side. You have to figure that out. But here's an example for you. If you're holding on to a pain from what somebody caused you 10 years ago in a relationship or something, and you decided that, hey, I want to let this go. Nothing good is going to come from it. I know the answer if I let this go is going to be less anxiety, yada, yada, like we all talked about. The first step for you, you already did, is you acknowledged it. You know I'm big on acknowledgement here. But the next step would be, how do I replace this? How do I replace this thought with something else? How do I replace this hurt with joy? And that's not a process that's done overnight, but you know how you do it? You know what the first step will be of that? Being able to look at that pain and really dive into it. Now, I know that doesn't sound fun. You might be like, Scott, I thought we were trying to get rid of it, not dive deeper into it, but here's the thing. By diving deeper into that pain, you know what we'll find in there? We're going to find some good things we could take away from it. We'll be able to find some things that we said, hey, you know what? Even though because of this, but look what happened. But look, even though look what this happened. Look at this result. And when you're able to take maybe just one or two little things, because I know you don't want to stay in that pain for too long, but take one or two of those little things and write it down, hold on to it, and say, okay, look, this hurt. I held on to it for years, but I got these two or three good things from it. So now I'm going to start letting it go so I can let these good things that I gained from it, those good little seeds, so I can let them to start to grow and improve myself, improve my happiness, find something, get to that next level of my life. So look at that. From pain comes progress. Okay, and I think that should be encouraging for all of us, because pain is something that every single person's going to deal with. But if we can take that pain every time and use it and turn it into progress, so then we could get prosperity. There's a lot of P words coming up here. We got pain, then the progress, then prosperity. Come on. That's a beautiful cycle. That's a beautiful thing right there. So if you're going through some pain right now as the listener, for whatever it is, if you're going through a really difficult time in your life, struggling, just know that in that pain, you will be able to find some progress. You will gain some progress, and that progress will eventually lead to prospering in some type of way. So be patient with it. Not easy, no. But you're already taking the first steps by doing this right now, and I think that's a beautiful thing. So in summary, we want to let it go in order to grow. So we've got a couple more minutes before we get to our first commercial break, but I want to say this. We want to develop those good habits, because I told you today that we were talking about breaking those bad habits and routine. And what I just talked about is going back to that pain all the time is a bad habit. And I just shared with you how we could start to kind of break that habit. But the thing about habits is that they're comfortable. You know, habits are super comfortable because we're used to it. They're not very anxiety producing. We kind of know what we're getting into. We know what's going to happen. It's easy. It's fun. We don't have to think a lot. It doesn't take a lot of effort. It's cool. It's good. But the problem is, a lot of times the things that don't take a lot of effort can actually be really detrimental to us, such as what we just shared. Right? And so when it comes to breaking habits, you have to know that the initial breaking of that habit is going to be extremely uncomfortable. It's not going to be fun. It's going to probably be painful. You're not going to like it. You're going to be dealing with some difficulties. Just know that's going to happen, but that's okay. That's okay. That's not something we want to shy away from. That's something we want to accept. And we want to dive into that head first and say, hey, this is uncomfortable, but I know I'm developing. I know right now this isn't great, but I know I'm working towards something. I know I'm working towards breaking this habit. And when we break that habit, guess what? That means we're well on our way to developing a new positive one for whatever the struggle is that you might be dealing with in your life, because it's different for everybody. No two are exactly the same. So everybody, this has been a great first part of the show. I'm really excited about it. We've got so much more coming up in the second part, so do not go anywhere. We will be right back after these quick commercial breaks, so please stay tuned so we can talk more about this subject. See you all in a moment.
Hey everyone, Eric Katz here, the owner of Katz Dogs Canine. Are you working from home and need to get your dog out running around for the day? Will you be traveling this summer and looking for a place to board your pup? Is your dog looking a little shaggy and need a haircut or bath? Are you looking forward to walking around and enjoying this beautiful weather, but you can't because your dog's pulling like a freight train? Well, you're in luck. We are a one-stop shop that focuses on daycare, boarding, grooming, and training. We are located at 35 Middle Road, Percy, PA, on 10 beautiful acres. You can check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Katz Dogs Canine, or our website, katzdogscanine.com. Our phone number is 855-CATS-DOG, 855-528-9364.
What's going on, everyone? This is Scott Prendergast here, a.k.a. Scotty P. Real quick, I want to talk to you about my business. It's called Scotty P Inspiration. And what I am is I'm an inspirational speaker, and I want to help others navigate life through the lens of hope. Now, I do this through speaking engagements, but also one-on-one life coaching. So if you're interested in booking me or doing some of that coaching, let me know. Check me out at www.scottypinspiration.com or check out my Instagram at scottyp_inspo. Find Yourself Boxes was created to foster the connection between a person and those in life who may be working through mental health challenges by providing curated and customizable boxes filled with research-backed wellness products that promote healing. Coupling personal experience with professional mental health guidance, Find Yourself Boxes meets people where they are on their journey. wellness doesn't look the same for every person, and these products are packaged together to touch various aspects of our wellness spectrum. Find your healing with Find Yourself Boxes at findyourselfboxes.com, and you can get 20% off your first purchase. Welcome back, everybody, to the Scotty P Inspiration Show. Thank you so much for tuning in on this Friday evening to kickstart your weekend with some positivity, some inspiration, and also to pay attention to your mental health. I want to appreciate you all for being here today. I am appreciative of you all for tuning in today. Now, if you are just tuning in, couple things. Number one, my name is Scott Prendergast, aka Scotty P. I'm your host. This is my show. And today, we're talking about kind of breaking those bad habits and also learning to let it go in order to grow, as I said, and letting go of that pain, that hurt, the things we're holding on to so that we could grow into the people that we want to truly be, the people that we're meant to be, the people we're supposed to be, the people that are going to make us happy when we stare at ourselves in the mirror. That's what we're talking about today. I'm excited. First half, we got into a lot of great stuff. I got even more for you here in the second half. So a very quick review. Part number one, as I said, we were really talking about learning to let go of some of those things that we're holding on to in our lives. Letting go of the offense, letting go of the anger, letting go of the resentment, the grudge that we might hold towards someone or something, and learning to let go of that so we can allow that space to be occupied by new positive things and planting those seeds that are going to allow us to grow in some type of way. That's what we were talking about in part one. Now, for part two, I want to dive a little bit deeper into breaking those habits and that routine, okay? As we talked about, as kind of this whole show is revolving around. So let's get into it. Let's go. Let's do some things. Let's make some plays. Yeah, here we go. Now, anytime when we want to break a habit, the first thing, as I said, we have to do is break a routine. Now, as we talked about before, routines are comfortable, they're difficult to break. So how do you go about doing that? What is the first thing that you want to do? Well, again, personal preference plays into this a lot, but I think one of the most important things universally when we're trying to break a certain routine is we have to provide ourselves with some type of incentive, all right? Because if we just say, I'm going to break this bad habit of speaking negative thoughts to myself as soon as I wake up every morning, that's great. But if you have no incentive for yourself to do that, your mind is going to be completely just drawn to the comfort of that negativity, and you're going to stay there, right? We've got to provide ourselves with some incentive to get our mind to kind of shift, right? And I think one of the best ways to do that is by offering little prizes, I know it sounds cheesy, and little goals to yourself through these different things that you do. For example, let's say you put a little post-it note on your fridge and say, okay, I want to spend the first 30 minutes of my day focusing on all the things that I have to look forward to today. Now you may say, oh, that sounds great, Scott, but what if I have nothing to look forward to? Okay, then you're going to spend the first 30 minutes focusing on things that you want to look forward to for this week, for this month. Make it personal, okay? You say those first 30 minutes, I will not let any of these thoughts of you're worthless, you don't matter, you can't do this, the past, the pain, I will not let any of those thoughts in for the first 30 minutes of my day. And if you stick to that, you say, if I do that, then I'm getting myself my favorite breakfast. If I do that, I'm getting myself, I don't know, a Starbucks for the people that like to drink coffee, whatever it is, put it into your own terms, right? But the point that I'm making here is that we have to give ourselves an incentive so that we're more willing to do these things. Because if you know that you really want that pumpkin muffin in the morning, you're going to be like, okay, I'm really going to work hard to make sure I'm not letting any of these negative thoughts in for this 30 minutes. Now, of course, you may still have some of those negative thoughts, but you know what you've done by incorporating that little pumpkin muffin, that incentive? You've become more aware of it. Oh, here we go. Because now you're aware of it because you got an incentive. So even if those thoughts are still bouncing around for those first 30 minutes, you're fighting it. You're trying your best to kind of work through it rather than just letting those thoughts dominate you, right? Because you want that little muffin or whatever it is. So I think that's the interesting thing is I like to call it sometimes we have to trick our own brain, because usually we wake up and we just let whatever thoughts come into our head completely overtake us. And the next thing you know, we're in a bad mood, and then it's a bad day, a bad week, a bad month, a bad year, a bad life. We gotta get out of this. And by being self-aware, providing ourselves with some of the evidence, we kickstart that process, okay? So that's something that I want you to take away from this. Now, it doesn't have to be breakfast. It could be a lunch. It could be a dinner. It doesn't even have to be food. It could be playing video games. I don't know what it is. That's for you, the listener, to figure out, okay? But the process remains. Find some incentive. And if you do that, it's really going to make a difference for you. I truly believe that, and I've seen it in my own life. And I think that's a powerful thing. Now, as we're going deeper and the show's moving forward, we're getting into more things here. We talked a lot about the fact that routine usually comes from the past in some type of way. A lot of times we get into these routines because it maybe worked in our past, or we got used to it in our past. It reminds us of something in our past. Keyword here, a lot of past, not a lot of present, huh? Well, you know what? We want to change that. And you know how we change that? I want you to say this to yourself. I have this on a post-it note and I look at it almost every morning. This is what it says. It says, yesterday's pain doesn't have to be today's present. Yesterday's pain doesn't have to be today's present. Huh. What I mean by that is this. The pain that happened yesterday, the sadness, the difficulty, the struggle, the misfortune, that happened. It's over. Your past is tainted by that, sure, but that doesn't mean that today has to be. Just because it happened doesn't mean it will happen today. And sometimes we have to remind ourselves that it is a new day, that it is a new life, that we aren't who we used to be, that we're not in that pain anymore, that we're not stuck in the past. That was then, this is now. And we have to really grasp hold of that. Because if we don't, we kind of, the lines get blurred. And next thing you know, you're in this difficult position, but it's a difficult position from 3 years ago because you're allowing that past to just bully your present. And when you allow the past to bully your present, guess what? That affects the future too. And then it becomes tomorrow's burden. So we do not want yesterday's pain to become today's present and tomorrow's burden. Now, I want you to take that and I want you to remember that little quote there. And I want you to think of that because you know what it's doing? Again, it helps you to become self-aware. It'll just give you a little bit of a reminder to say, hey, you know what? Today, I've really been thinking about that pain from 3 years ago a lot. I remember that quote that Scottie P guy said, and I'm going to try to stay in the present. Are you going to succeed? Probably not right away. But as I said, you started by acknowledging it and being self-aware, and that is the first step, and that is what we build on. So that quote right there, I want you to remember that. I want you to take that with you, and I want you to put that somewhere in your house or apartment, on your phone. And remember to look at it at least once a day so you can remind yourself to stay here and not go back there. I think if we do that, we're really going to be on the right track for a lot of good things. To kind of go along with that, we're rolling here. I like this thread that I'm vibing with, so we're going to keep going. I think that we have to really, really learn to be responsive to how we're feeling rather than reactive. We have to be responsive to how we're feeling rather than reactive. Here's what I mean by this. We're going to break it down. When we feel something, when we have an emotion, we're using that emotional side of our brain, right? We feel that sadness, that pain, that anger, the frustration, or that happiness, that joy, whatever it is, right? We feel that. That's kind of us being reactive to it. And then our actions just kind of go off of that. You know, think about if you've ever seen the movie Inside Out, where it's about the emotions in the people's head. And then there's the one dude, there's this little red fire plug, and he's the anger emotion. And when he gets angry, he goes, and he just goes off and just like catches on fire, and it's a whole thing, right? That's being super reactive to our thoughts, to our situations. We want to kind of get away from that. That's going to happen inevitably, sure. I'm not saying we're not ever going to be reactive. There are times where we need to be reactive. But when it comes to our own thoughts and feelings and our past and breaking habits associated with it, we've got to learn to be responsive. And a lot of times responsive means beginning with kind of asking ourselves the right questions and questioning those thoughts, right? Such as, okay, I'm having this thought right now. Why am I having this thought? How is this thought making me feel? If I feel this way, are my actions going to be different? And I guarantee that if you ask yourself those quick few questions there and you go through that process, instead of being reactive, you're going to choose a different action that's going to be more responsive. responding to your situation rather than reacting to it. And I think that's a huge thing. And it's not easy. It takes time. But you're already on the right track, as I said, by listening to the show, listening to this episode, and by doing this. Being responsive over reactive takes time, but it's such a special thing. And I really hope that you could take away from this today. So to kind of go a little bit further with that, I think that when we have certain memories that pop into our head that we don't like, our initial response is, get it out of here, get it out of here, get it out of here, I don't want it. Or it's, oh man, you know, that's true. Yeah, okay, well, I guess there's no point for me. I guess I'm always going to be that way. A lot of times those are some of our reactions to those thoughts and memories. And that leads to just so many detrimental things and really opens up a whole cycle of negativity that we don't want to go into. Now, if we want to be responsive to that, it's all about just pulling ourselves back, putting ourselves back in the present moment and asking those questions and responding to that thought. So, instance, I had a bad experience. Oh, man, that was tough. But that's not who I am right now. Or, oh, my past 10 years of my life were really a struggle. But that doesn't mean the next 10 will be. That doesn't mean today has to be. That's being responsive rather than reactive. So take that and run with it, everybody. So we've got about a minute and a half left of the show here. And I always like to end the show with either something that you can really take away from it, a strategy. But I want to kind of go with just this. It's something that somebody said to me once, and I took it in. Well, I didn't take it. They said it to me and I molded it into the Scotty P. Wit. And I want to bring it to you, the listeners. So, when one of these mental health tornadoes kind of comes into your life and it ruins everything, I want you to remember something. When a storm hits a town, when a storm knocks down buildings, when a storm ruins everything, what do? You start to rebuild. But you don't rebuild all at once. You learn to celebrate the small little rebuilds. You learn to celebrate when you rebuild the mailbox. You learn to celebrate when you rebuild the shed. You learn to celebrate when you rebuild the park. One thing at a time. So in the same way for you today, if you've had that mental health tornado, that depression tornado, that sadness tornado, start your rebuilding process with the little things and learn to celebrate those little things, my friends. Learn to celebrate it and keep moving forward. Next thing you know, you will have that whole town rebuilt again. But celebrate those little things and give yourself time. So everybody, I want to thank you for being here today. Thank you so much for being a great audience. Thanks for listening to me. I hope you have a fantastic weekend and you could take something good from this show today. So until next week, this is your boy, Scotty P, signing off. Thank you so much. Yeah.